The code may emerge from the back rooms of the council when members return from the August break. There are likely to be some changes in what was sent to the members, particularly rules on how high a building can be, as of right, with the new code allowing much taller structures than are allowed now without City Hall review. Council President Darius Pridgen says neighborhoods across town are concerned.
What I keep hearing over and over, you know, how does this development fit into the fabric of the neighborhoods that are already there, whether it's the waterfront or the fruit belt? And so I think what we're seeing is people in our neighborhoods taking ownership of what the character is of their neighborhood was and is and what it will be. So I'm seeing that universally.
Pridgen has two areas heavily affected by development pressures: the Fruit Belt, with parking problems because of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, and downtown, with the surge of conversions of old buildings into housing, which can create parking problems and certainly make the neighborhood more dense. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.